that over here, this Braisa state, I'm Rabbi Yeshua, there's four different things that you do, that you put the Bnei Noach, the Chayvim Yishamayim. The Gemara is trying to analyze these four different things, Amar Mar. What's the case of koyfif kamasa lefnei adleika? Ilei medemati lebruch metzuya b'dinei adam nami lechayiv. Shemichayiv b'dinei adam. Ela demati bruch she'eno metzuya. That's it. We're talking about demati bruch she'eno metzuya. Rav Ashi Amar tamun itmar mishum deshavya tamun be'esh. The case is nothing to do with bending over, really. Stalks, it's you covered the stalks. It's tamun itmar. So why does it say a koyfeif koymasoi lefnei shel chaveiro? What's a b'shtik koyfeif? Did you ask this question?
Yeah.
So we found, didn't see it inside, but we were discussing this with Chevra, that in the Tosefta there's another girsa. There's another girsa in the Tosefta. It doesn't say koyfeif. What was the lashon? As you remember what the lashon was? It's the lashon of covering. I don't remember, but there's another girsa, says Reb Chatzka Labramsky. That's the two girsas. If you go as koyfeif, you have to say the first answer. You physically were koyfeif. It can't be ruach metzuya, but it's going to have to be ruach sheinu metzuya. You have a different girsa over there of you were hiding, mastir, koymasu shechaver, something like that. I don't remember the exact lashon.
What would the Gemara say that there's
another? Yeah, I guess the Gemara wanted us to be able to figure it out ourselves, I guess.
There's another,
I don't know.
Girsa, or
surprise? I don't have an answer for you, but koyfeif is very strange. Koyfif is very strange. What's up is koyfif? As we stay in Chatzkel Abramsky, we don't have the Tosefta. That's why we didn't look it up, because we couldn't find it. The Tosefta, someone looked it up somewhere else. Yeah, Vas? Someone said something. But what does koyfif mean?
You're bending the payment.
When you cover, you bend
from
it.
One guy.
It happens to bend.
It automatically.
If it's a stalk that's very tall, you cover it, it goes down.
Could be. Good, so that's what Reb Chatzka Abramsky says.
Reb Chatzka Abramsky has a good shot.
Huh?
He has a good shot.
You said a shot?
He has a good shot, yeah.
It could be that the shot is the mazik, not the person taking his money. You've been mazik the tefuah that you don't have a tefiah's hazard.
Right.
So that's, you've been koyfif koymasai, you're doing something to the koyma. You're ruining the koyma.
What does koyfif mean, though?
You're lowering it.
Demeaning the koyma. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're getting into higher spheres here, my friends. Okay. Zok de heligirashi. Dematile kishekafifa higia bought dleika. When you bent it over, the dleika came. I think Rashi is saying that it's not that you bent it into the dleika. Kishakavava higia bo hadleika. When you bent it, then the dleika came. Because if you bent it into the dleika, that's like, there's not even anything to talk about over there. It's not koyfif komasa lifnei hadleika. That would be koyfif komasai. That's not what we're talking about. So when you bent it, and then the dleika came. Still, Rashi says, Baruch Metzuya, Hare Biyodayim Hivir, Ubidini Adam Nechayiv. Rashi says that's still called that you were Mavir Biyodayim. Now, Toisvis Andav Chav Beis Amar Aleph brings a Shitas Rashi. Rashi Andav Chav Beis Amar Aleph seems to say, that according to the Amar D'Amar, that Eisha is Mishum Emoinoi, you have to own the fire in order to be Chayef. That's what Rashi seems to say. It's not Mefurish in Rashi. I mean, it is kind of, but Rashi just introduces it with the words, Kasalka Daitach. So it might be that that was all just Ahav Amina, and then Tosis's problems are not relevant. But Tosis seems to take Rashi as a maskana, that Rashi holds you only chayv on Eish, if what? If it's memoinai. What does memoinai mean? You own it. Frak Tosis. If you need to own the Eish, what's going on over here? Koyfif koymasal of nead leka. The Gemara is saying, Bedine adam nami li chayv. What's made Bedine adam nami li chayv? A person sees a fire coming. He's koyfif koymasai. He's going to be chayv. How is he chayv? It's not his Eish. Azoifrek Toisvis. How could it be? From here I see you don't have to own the fire. That's Toisvis Kasha. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. Rashi learns that what's the mazik over here in our case? Adam HaMazik. Look at the language Rashi uses. Rashi says, Hare biyodayim hivir. Biyodayim hivir. Rashi learns this is not called Esh, mazik of Esh. Let's say a person takes a vase and throws it against the wall and it smashes. Who's the mazik? Let's say a person takes a vase and throws it against a Karen of a shar. Is that Adam HaMazik or is that Karen Mazik? It's Adam HaMazik. Let's say you take a vase and you throw it into a fire. That's Adam HaMazik. So Rashi says, there be a Dayim Hivir. This is called Adam HaMazik. Anytime it's be a dime, it's going to be Adam HaMazik. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos that asked this Kasha, Tosfos seems to say that this is not Adam HaMazik. How's Tosfos learning this case? Eish. If you look how Tosfos introduces over here, there's no difference if I bring something to the fire or bring the fire to something. Tosfos seems to be saying, this is all the same. What is it? Eish. This is all Eish. This is identical Eish. What's going to be a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos? Rashi says, what type of mazik is this? Other mazik. Tosfos is saying, what type of mazik is this? Eish. What would be if somehow, koifif koimasl, if they had leika, there'd be a tamun? Somehow in Kleviv Kamasal, if they had Leika, there'd be a Taman in there. What would Rashi hold? Chayiv. Is Adam Pater on Taman? No. What does Tosfos hold? It's going to be Pater. This is Loishna. The Eish goes in this direction. Loishna, you go to the Eish goes to you. Either way, it's the same Eish. If it's the same Eish, that's why Tosfos says, this is Eish. How could you be Chayiv on Eish if it's not your moment? Obviously, you don't need to be your moment.
It's the case you bent something that was hidden?
Yeah, somehow. Yeah, you figure that out.
You can't figure that out.
You figure
that
out. Yeah. Episasi. Al kolponim. Lich'ura is like Kenzai. Now, Azay. Oh. So Tosfos comes and Tosfos asks Akasha. Now that you told me that all Eish is the same, so why is it if a person is kufsoy b'mokum shesoyf achamo itzina lavoy, he's pater. You tie someone down, the fire is coming, you keep him there, you're like holding him in front of the line of fire, why you pater? Now that's talking about over there, where what happened? Are we talking about over there stalks of wheat? No, we're talking about human life. Says Tosfos, over there you should also be chayiv. What does Tosfos want you to be chayiv? Misa. Talking about human life here, right? Tosfos says, l'chayri should be chayiv misa over there. Just like we see in our Gemara, that it says, ein chiluk ben makarib dover etzel ha'esh. Bein Makarev Eish Eitzel HaDavar. So over there also, if I hold someone in the line of fire and I'm Ke'ilu keeping him there, it's like Koifif Koimasoi Lefnei Adleika. And over here, you're Chayiv. You should be Chayiv over there also. Comes along the Ra'ah, says the Ra'ah, you can't compare Nezikin to Dinei Nefashas. On Nezikin, you could be Chayiv for being Goyreim Hezek. But when it comes to nefashas, you're only chayiv if you actually kill someone. So when I hold him in the line of fire, I'm being goyrim hezek. So therefore, when it comes to nefashas, you're going to be putter. But when it comes to nezikin, you're going to be chayiv. What does Tosfos hold? Tosfos doesn't say that answer. What does Tosfos hold? Tosfos says, you're a goyrim by holding it in the line of fire? Tosfos says, loishna. Where you're makarev eish, makarev dover etzel eish, loishna bein makarev eish etzel adover. They're identical. This means this is full-fledged, 100% bona fide Eish. So we just came up with three different dargas on what's going on over here. Kaifif kamaslef ne'ad leika. What does Rashi hold? Adam amazik. What does Tosis hold? Full Eish. What does the Ra'ah hold? Grama of Eish. It's a grama of Eish. I'm holding it in front of the fire, and then the fire consumes it. I'm goyrim hefsit. Not a real Eish. I'm a goyrim hefsit. And l'chayra, these are the three. What? Because I'm chayiv midin goyrim hezek. The Eish is coming to you. I didn't move the Eish. I positioned him in the place where the Eish comes in. Okay. What? According to who? You're chayiv on the mamain. You're potter on the nefashis. Because mamain, you're chayiv as grama. What?
Holy. Adam amazik or it's Eish amazik?
In other words, he's saying that you're a goyrim, so maybe over here he's also saying that it's. Yeah.
It can't be Adam amazik. It can't be Adam amazik because it's like Rashi. You can't say it's.
No,
you can't say it's God. Because the whole idea of Rashi.
No, you can't say Adam because he holds a potter.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Akoponim, the Rambam here in Hilchos Roitzeach, Perigim Alacha Tes, the Rambam argues on Tosis' whole Hanacha. Tosis' Hanacha is what happens if you light someone on fire. Well, not you light them on fire. You light something and then that fire then consumes a person. Because if you light them on fire, then you wouldn't be called, it's not Eish Bechlal. What is that? That's Adam Amazik. It doesn't make a difference if you kill him with a knife or you kill him with a fire, right? What happens if you light a fire and it kills someone? Are you Chayev Misa? What does Tosfos clearly hold? Yes. You would be Chayev Misa. Says the Rambam, you're not Chayev Misa. Now, why did Tosfos think you're Chayev Misa? This is because Eishoy Mishum Chitzoy. So it's like I shot an arrow at him. If a person shoots an arrow at someone, about he's Chayev Misa. So Eish is like an arrow. Says the Rambam, Eishoy Mishum Chitzoy, but it's not Chitzoy. Because it's not my koyach. It's not my koyach. My ish. So even if I light a fire and the wind blows it on a person, I'm not going to be chayv misa. Ish is never. If I actually take the fire and I light someone on fire, then that's my weapon that I use to kill someone. But if I light a fire and the fire spreads with the wind and then the person dies, says the Rambam, you're never chayv. So Tosis Kasha, according to the Rambam, doesn't start. This is one you chayv misa. You lit the fire. You held him in where the fire is. Yeah, but I didn't kill him. The fire has to do with the wind and everything like that. It's not me. But Eishoy Mishum Chitzoy. Eishoy Mishum Chitzoy, that's not going to do it. It's only Mishum Chitzoy. Chetz is where it's my koyach. The mamish is what does the damage. Over here, I need wind and other things. That's not me, says the Rambam. What? Right. Right, so that, but over here we're saying because there's no chiluk between makar of the Eish and makar of the Dover, therefore this should be considered. Oh. So the Rambam says, you never chayv mishum Eish. Frek de minchas chinuch. So in other words, if I'm lighting a fire and you watch me lighting that fire, now this fire, after it's lit, is going to blow and kill somebody. Am I going to be chayv misa for that? Going to the Rambam?
Not for Eish. Watching guy? For sure.
What? No. Lighting the fire. Oh, I'm no. Lighting a fire right now. There's a person who's tied down in the other room. The fire is going to spread and it's going to kill him. But I didn't kill him. Am I Chayav Misa for that?
No.
I'm not Chayav Misa for that. Going to the Rambam. Going to Tosfos?
Yeah.
Yes. Going to the Rambam?
No.
It doesn't make a difference. No. He's tied down now. I know he's tied down over there. And I'm lighting this thing on fire.
Let me ask another question. If you have a rope that you're lighting on fire that's going to reach him, rope ends by him.
Dynamite.
Yeah, so that might be... If you don't need ruach acher, then maybe that's like lighting his shirt.
That's where you're at.
Yeah, that might be his arrow ready. Yeah. But over here, there's nothing that's a direct connection, but it's going to happen. The ruach is going to get him there. But you need a ruach. What?
Grama.
The
Ra'an would hold.
Yeah, it's not.
Grama. No, that's not Grama. That's not Grama. Grama, what?
Grama wouldn't say you'd be chayev.
The Gra might say you're b'chayev. The Gra's kishin achayev is over here where I just hold you in front of the fire. I didn't light the fire. The fire's there.
But if you light
it. I'm just holding you. I'm here. I'm lighting the fire, and this fire is going to kill him.
So you're potter there because it's not a zikin, it's not a time.
Who?
The
Ra. The Ra might say you're chayev. Over there, you're lighting the fire. So you're not just a goyim over there. You're lighting the fire. You're the one who started the fire. There are cases where you're holding someone down in the line of fire. All I am is goyim the hezek. I didn't make the ash or anything like that. I'm goyrim. Tosis says, this loishna, you bring him to the fire, bring the fire to him. You are ash. It's the same ash. The Ra says, no, I'm just a goyrim of the ash. Is it goyrim of ash? Is it goyrim of Adam Amazik? That's a good shayla. But I'm just goyrim, says the Ra. But over here, I'm lighting a fire. This fire is going to kill someone. Right? 95% it's going to kill somebody. Through the wind. But the wind is going to make him die. So according to Tosfos, is this person now a roitzeach?
Yes.
Yes. Is a roitzeach. According to the Rambam? No. The Rambam? Yeah, I would assume so, because it's not, even though Ishu is Mishum Chitza, it's not enough to make it.
This is all going where he's not.
It's unclear what the Rambam.
The Shaila is as Fafrekta Minchas Chinach as follows. The Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Momon, Perek Yudalad Alocha Yud, says, what happens if you see, Perek Yudalad Alocha Yud, what happens if you see someone lighting a fire, and that fire is going to kill someone else? There's a guy who's tied down in the room, he's lighting the fire, he's about to do something, this is going to take that person's life, or that person's going to die. Are you allowed to kill the arson?
According to the Rambam,
no. The Rambam says you can kill him. He's a din roi, Dave. He's a din roi.
Or is Kavana in that two cases? That could be different. One, he was Miskavit.
Even if he's Miskavit. No, the Rambam says even if he's Miskavit. Eish is never Chayiv Misa. Eish is never Chayiv Misa. It's a good thought.
So Eish
is never. So how could I kill him? Frektim in Cheschinach. How could I kill him?
It's a bad guy.
But.
What do you need for a dinner,
right? Zok Demil Cheschinach, Weiss the Chayis Amordik Echidish and Rambam. Din Roy Dave is not the Pshat that you are Chayiv Misa for what you're doing. You are right there because you're coming to kill somebody. Maybe you won't be chayiv misa for the way that you're killing him, but the fact is, you are threatening someone's life. If you haven't been right there.
What if it's not like we see by baby?
What?
Like we see by baby.
I don't understand 100% what the chiddush is. The Minchas Chinuch thinks this is a big chiddush. A baby. If a baby is threatening the life of a mother, what's her status? She's din roidif. Well, she's chayv misa, the baby. The baby's doing anything. The baby's just, it's the mother. I mean, the baby didn't do anything. The baby's.
Yes, he did.
The baby is not.
What happens if the baby's born? I'm going to kill the baby because it's chayv misa for trying to kill the mother?
No different than the case where she was just said, where after he already lit the fire and the fire went, he can't kill the guy anymore.
Right. Can't kill the guy anymore, which is, but I, the baby didn't do anything. The baby's just being. The mother brought the baby into life. The baby's right now threatening the life of the mother, but not by doing anything.
Maybe there's another din over there because the baby's not a human being.
Maybe. The baby's not a human being yet. Once the baby comes out to the air, then you can't kill the baby anymore. Once the baby gets out of the mother's stomach somewhat, even if it's still threatening, it's too late. But I have another case. I have another raya. My raya is as follows. Zimri and Cosby are doing terrible averas in public. Pinchas gets up to
kill them.
Is Zimri allowed to kill Pinchas in self-defense?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Would you say Pinchas was chayiv misa for trying to kill Zimri? No way. No way. Right? As a matter of fact, it's a mitzvah. So how can Zimri kill Pinchas? He's not a roitzeach. You call Pinchas a roitzeach? The answer is, l'chayra, that the din roidev is not totally in the din roitzeach. Roidev is someone is now coming to take someone's life. And as an act of self-defense, you could terminate it.
So even if it's groma mamish, let's say if groma mamish to kill someone.
Yeah.
Whatever the case is, you can make it whatever it is.
Right.
He's underwater and you put a cover over the water, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So what Tuli is saying is like this. The Chayru, what the Minchas Chinuch is saying, the extra Chiddush here is as follows. In the case of Zimri and Pinchas, he was mamish going to kill and be a dime. You can't call him he doesn't have a Shem Roidev, but you see that he's the person killing. But in our case, Ad Kama, as the Rambam says, that because I'm a step removed, therefore it's not me killing him, it's the Eish killing him, and Eish is not my real Chitz, Mishum Chitz, it's not my real Chitz. So maybe you should say that the fire is the roidif. Maybe I shouldn't get my Shem roidif. But state in Rambam, any person that is threatening the life of another person has a din roidif. That's it.
By Goyal Adam? What?
Oh.
What about by Goyal Adam?
Yeah.
No, what do you have
so the machalik between the following. If a person is mechuyev misa, it's different than Zimri. Zimri wasn't mechuyev. It's kanoim poigim boy. It's kanoim poigim boy. It's a special. It's not a chiyuv misa b'atzer. Special din. If he's it's a bagol adam also. The shayla is what about bagol adam? Can a guy turn around and kill him? Bagol adam. Can you kill the bagol adam?
Who's coming after him? Could he kill him in self defense?
Well, there's a din there. There's a din. Isn't there a din on the bagol adam?
There's no din.
But it's a machlok tomorrow. Whether it's a din on the bagol adam.
I think you can.
Only guy whether it's a
shayla.
It would be a din.
The only difference would be if there's a psak that anyone can.
So there's a machlokes on how bagol adam works. But yeah, maybe in a chanami. If there's a din, that person's mechuyev misa, so then you're not killing him, you're just giving him his din. But if...
dead man. He's already dead.
Okay. Zucht Rashi weiter, Abayisai. Says Rashi, Beruach she'enu metzuya. Demidi d'loy salka adaitehi. It's not something that people would have thought about. So I'm not sure why this person is being koyfif koymasai.
If it's the beginning of the whole time?
Is he standing there the whole time? Well, I don't understand. Maybe he's time. Yeah, but why is he doing this? Is he doing it stam because for fun, or he's doing it because he hopes that the ruach shein metzuyah comes? So then he is doing it for that reason. So
Rashi has been saying the whole time is that he's doing it on purpose.
No? Right. So I'm not fully getting this.
He's doing it on purpose. He doesn't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it, then just light the field on fire.
Don't know. Answers the Gemara. Maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't like
he's
the first teretz. First teretz is a little bit interesting. Says the Gemara, Tomon Itmar. Meret Begin Tomon says Rashi, Shekisa Kamas Chavero Bisdinim, that he covered the Kama of his friend with blankets. Kishero Deleika Etzla. When he saw the Deleika there. He's not the person that lit this on fire. V'shav yotamon v'garam lahafsid es hanizik v'liftor es hamavir depater al tamon be'esh. So there's numerous diuk in Rashi. First, Rashi says that he saw the deleika. Why do you have to see the deleika? Why can't it just be? I put down a blanket because I wanted to suntan on his in his field, and then the deleika came and I ran away. Why can't it be that?
Because you wanted to make him pater.
Because Rashi's saying it has to be bad intentions. That could be pshat. We're going to say another pshat soon. Maybe that's pshat over here. Again, I am consciously coming to be mafsid this person. How am I mafsid him? Because he's not going to get paid for his tamon. Rashi says, V'hu lo sholach es ha-be'eiro. What does that mean? He's not the one that lit the fire. What would have been the following case? What a chevraman. He lights a fire, and then he goes, and then he covers what he's about to burn with make a tamon.
Depends on the point of tamon.
Why, that would be different?
Depends on the point of tamon.
Yeah, that's not tamon.
It depends on tamon.
Hold on a second. Over here, it's the same thing. The guy lit it. He saw everything. And someone else comes and puts it on top. Did he know when he lit it that it, did he see? Yeah, so Tumen is Exeris Akasim. You see from over here, Tumen is Exeris Akasim, whether you knew when you lit it or you didn't know. So what difference does it make? Who's the person who lit it? Either way, the person that lit it clearly saw the stalks. The Tumen came afterwards. So it's coming after. What difference does it make if the person that lit it came afterwards? Or someone else? It's somebody else
Who said he knew about it before?
If it's you, you would be Pater. According to Rashi, you'd be Pater.
So there's three basic Mahalchim here to understand what's before. Who said not?
Let's say he lit in his field. And
why can't it be the same thing with him? Maybe he did it, and then afterwards he said, oh my gosh, I can't believe what's going on over here.
So if he knew this dog was there and the guy covered it, why should it be put there? Guy,
what difference does it make who's the person that lit it?
Because what's the point of Tumman then? Tumman means hidden.
Tumman is not you didn't know that it was there.
What's the point of Tumman then?
It's Xeris Akasiv.
Xeris Akasiv, if something's covered, you're put there?
Yep.
What's it? Why? What's the point of it?
What's the
Pasuk? Go ask the Torah.
No, what's... You can't be
he's the Zohar guy over here.
Can't be Tumman if when you, when
but my point is, it doesn't make a difference who the person who lit it was. Whatever the Svar of Tumman is, someone lit the fire. You're saying he didn't know that the stalks were there?
Yeah.
Maybe it was me. I lit the fire. I didn't know the stalks. And I was like, oh my goodness, this fire's getting out of control. Whoa, there's stalks there. Let me cover them. What difference does it make if it was me or someone else?
Yeah, because if he covered them, then it doesn't help. If Tumman is that he didn't know. And he didn't know it was there. So then he lit it, and then he saw it there, and he's like, oh,
it doesn't make a difference who lit it. Was it covered when it was lit originally?
No.
Negative.
No. So whoever lit it, whatever he knew, it doesn't make a difference who the person who lit it is. Someone came afterwards and covered it. If it's the same person that lit it, someone else that lit it.
It means somebody else.
Why do you need it to be someone else? It doesn't change, like, your understanding. There's three basic mahalachim here in the Achronim. The first mahalach is that in that case, he will be chayif, even on Tumah. And the reason would be, similar to what Zevi is saying, because it's like not, I can't make my Tumah afterwards. And this, we didn't find anywhere in the Poskim that only someone else can make my stuff Tumah, I can't make my stuff Tumah. But Matsina.
Why not, if you, huh? 1 second.
Maybe it's, he'll be now, he'll be, Right. Well, if he, what happens, he does it to himself. We're going to get back to that.
What do you mean?
He lights a fire, and then afterwards he makes a stuffed tumen. The other guy to collect from him. Yeah, but that'll be a grumma, probably. That's what we're going to get to. We're going to get to that.
Tumen is a din that it is covered.
I don't remember. One of the achronim. I'm going to say Yad David. Yad David, I think. Yeah, Yad David, that's who it is.
Tumman is a din. Tumman is that it is hidden or covered.
Right.
There's a chiddush that if somebody else comes, even after you knew about it,
right,
and covers it, that you're still going to be potter.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you can now go and do it.
Why not?
Because the it has to be covered, me, then you.
It's covered.
It has to be covered.
What difference does it make if someone else does it afterwards?
It doesn't matter when.
So it's covered.
Your kavana has to be
there. Rashi's saying that you're covering it when you see the fire. So it's not like
Zuchta Reb Aaron Leib Steinman Pum Farkertz. If I light a fire and my fire gets out of control and I'm like frantic because I'm going to have to pay a lot of money, and I cover the stalks, then I'm going to be putter, not only b'dinei Adam, even b'dinei Shamayim. Why? Because why did I do this? I did this to save myself. I'm not a bad guy. When I did this, was I miskaven lahavsid chaveiroi when I did the tamen? In the maisa tamen, am I miskaven lahavsid chaveiroi? No. Maybe I was when I lit the fire, but in the tamun, I'm now going to be putter. When someone else comes and he like covers, what are you doing over here? Why are you messing? You're messing with the nizik. Yeah, they're ready. You're chayv d'nei shamayim. But if your intention is just to save yourself money, then you're not chayv d'nei shamayim. That's what Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman says. Again, he's going with the whole chayv d'nei shamayim. He's telling your kavanas. Abrechmein. There's Rabochber, and then Achmein, what I think is Poshit Pshat Emes Lamitu, but we'll get to Rabochber first. Zokto Rabochber, another Pshat. This is Rabochber, Pele. He says, what's the case of Koifif Komasoi Lifnei Hadleika? You want to change the gear, so don't change the gear, so. What is the din if a person lights a fire and it was tumen beforehand? Am I going to be chayiv on what was Taman?
No.
Bidine Adam? No. Bidine Shamayim?
No.
Bidine Shamayim?
Maybe. It depends where you're
at. Cesar Bochber, you burnt down his stuff, right? You're right, you're going to be putter mikoyach ledin of Tamun, but lamaisa, your mazik is. So you have exeris akosav that pottered you from paying. Okay, you're still chayiv bidine Shamayim. Because you.
Why?
You knew, you didn't know, it doesn't make a difference.
What?
This is what Bochber says. Bochber says, you damaged someone, you're chayiv bidine Shamayim. Hertzi saying that didn't work with our world of it has to be telling your intentions. If your fire got away from you, you didn't have bad intentions. You okay, but says Rav Baruch Ber, b'shem Rav Chaim, b'shem Rav Chaim, you're a mazik. Hello, you're a mazik. So Eino Chaim, the Torah patted you from paying. But what's the din of someone who's mazik someone else? Chaim b'din Shamayim. So says Rav Baruch Ber, when Rav Yochanan came along, Rav Yeshua came along, and he said he's koyfev koymasai lefnei hadleika, means that he made a tamon afterwards. Why did it say he made a tamon after? Just say I lit something that happened to have been tamon. Therefore, it has to be talking about it's a different person. I can't be chayiv al the eish because it's not my eish. That's why Rashi just in a chanami the din would be the same, says Rav Baruch Ber, if he lit it. But then if he's the one who lit it, so then it could have been Tamin Mitchila. If it would have been Tamin Mitchila, also be Chai B'dinei Shamayim. So why do we have to talk about someone made a Tamin afterwards? So he's just saying, technically it just doesn't work with Rabbi Yeshua. You're right, Rabbi Yeshua could have just said that case. But then he would have said, Hamadlik Davar Tamin. Hamavir Davar Tamin. You're Chai B'dinei Shamayim. Now, Rabbi said, I don't think that Zer Bochber is so pashit. Grada, Tachzuch, the Chazanish argues, Taman's not Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim. This is the Chazanish. You could say, like Herzi said, that maybe because B'dinei Shamayim doesn't have to have Beit Kavanas. I'm thinking to say another Vot. It's a teeth Vot, and honestly, I don't understand the Vot 100% myself. It's okay. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro was from the deepest minds, mamish the deepest. Rav Moshe Shmuel said, he said, one third of my Torah is not for, like, you know, the Hamon Am to understand. It's not. And another third of my Torah is not even for, like, the Mitzuyanim to understand. And another third of my Torah is not even for me to understand. So I'm in this one, this top third right now. Zokter of Nochim. Rav Nochem says, when the Torah says that Eish is Pater on Taman, is the Pshat, Eish is Pater on Taman, because you're a Mazik on Taman, and the Torah patered you from paying for your Hezik? Or the Pshat is, the Torah said, on Taman you don't have a Din Pshias Mazik. On Taman you're not a Mazik, you're not a Pesheya. If I'm not the Pesheya, there's no pshias mazik on Tamun, so my chayiv balot zisidei shemaim if I'm not a mazik?
No.
When am I chayiv balot zisidei shemaim when I'm a mazik who's pater? If I'm not a mazik, so then why should I be chayiv balot zisidei shemaim? And the fizeh, I understand better, Rabbi Yisai, why, if I'm koyfef, if I do Tamun to someone else's fire, why do I become chayiv balot zisidei shemaim? Was I mazik him? Whose fire burnt this guy's stuff down? The other guy, I just covered it with a blanket. So I'm chayiv lotzis de shemayim. So if you go like, well, you had bad intentions, right? I had bad intentions. But I'm not a mazik bichlal. But if you learn when I make something tamen. So what did I do? I took away the other guy's mazik. He's not a mazik anymore because it's tamen. So now I'm making ke'ilu that now I'm the mazik. I'm a mazik in a groma form, but I'm the mazik. He's not a mazik anymore. Because now for hiccup of him, it's tamen. So if a person is mazik tamun, he's not even a mazik, says Reb Nochem. Reb Ephraim Ginsberg, what's Reb Ginsberg's name? Reb Lazer's father. So he argues, he says, Avada, when the Torah patters tamun, the Torah says, you're a mazik and you just patter from paying. That's the Chora Baruch Ber holds. Because Baruch Ber says, Reb Chaim. Chaim Brisker. Every mazik is tamun is chayiv lotzis yidei shamayim. And Chazanish argues. So the Chazanish and the Reb Nochem is on one side. and Rabbi Chaber and Rabbi Chaim Ginsburg. Akoponim. Rabbi Nochen says the gzeres akosiv of Taman is that klape Taman you don't have a pshias mazik b'chal. You're not a. No, okay. It hurts it. It's up there. We have to Adarabba. Adarabba. So let's try to get Herzi to say on Monday a Chabura. He should give us over the raid, the vod. Okay, but so I want to tell you what I think is Pashup Shat. All this is very nice, talk back and forth. I'm going to tell you Pashup Shat. This is Pashup Shat. What are we? Why is Rashi saying we're talking about over here? We're talking about over here that someone else lit the fire, and I came over here just to. Cover. The Gemara says later on that Gemara says later on that there's lots of cases of Chai B'Dinei Shemayim. Sulakava Ika. Gemara goes through five different cases. Gemara says these cases all have their own chiddush. These cases, what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, and the Gemara goes through the case of Peretz Gedef Nebemis Chaveru. The chiddush is the Kivan to the Mister Ekoi. So then Dinei Shemayim Nami Lo the Chayiv. Koyfiv Kumas Lefnei Chaveru Nami. Maratema Lema Mihavi Yodana. The Asi Ruach Sheinu Metzuya, Abedin Hashemayim Lo Lechayev, Kamash Malon, Rav Ashi Nami, the Amar Nami, Tamun, says the Gemara, Tamun it, Mermau, the Tema, Ano Kisuye Kasiye Niale, Ubedin Hashemayim Nami Lo Lechayev, Kamash Malon. I might think that he could say, what am I coming to do? I'm covering it, says Rashi, Shelotavir Boha Eish Maher. I don't want the fire to burn quickly. In other words, what's he saying? Why am I covering? I'm not covering this because I want to make him Potter. I'm covering it because I want to get you, I want to save you the damages. So what's my intention? Maybe my intention's really good. I'm not trying to cause you a loss. I'm trying to save you money. That's the Havamina, Kamash Malon. We don't believe you. Listen, buddy. If it keeps burning, at least I can have someone to take it from. You put something on top of it, now the guy's punter. You dingaling. You're trying to help me, just leave it alone. I have an insurance policy on this. Once you cover it, I have no insurance policy. The fire's coming, right?
If you're trying to help.
So he said, I was trying to help you, guy. I was trying to save your stocks. I covered them. I said, thanks, but no thanks. You saved me. I had an insurance policy. Now everyone's putter. That's not saving me. Owner? What? You're saying I'm trying to help the owner of the Sadeh.
How could you help him?
Because it's going to burn slower. Now, everybody said, when can a person say, I'm trying to help you if it's not his fire? But if it's my fire... It's my fire, right? And I'm the one who's going to be chayiv. You're going to have a havamina and I'm going to say, oh, I was just trying to help you. Oh, no, I wasn't going to try to help the guy that started the fire. I was trying to help you. That's ridiculous. The whole havamina only makes sense if it's not my fire. And I'm like, why do I want to help the mazik? I want to help the nizik over here. But if you're the mazik, for sure you want to help the mazik. That's push-up shot. Okay. Abay Salam again, Vaiter. Zok the Gemara. Amar Mar. Hasoicher Ede Sheker Hechidami. I Lema Linafshe Memoinaboy Shlume. Ubidini Adam Nami Lichayev. If you look, the Gemara has the same format every time. The Gemara says, what's the case? If it's this, Ubidini Adam Nami Lichayev. If it's, the Gemara does it. Peretz Geder. If it's Geder, if it's a Kaisal Bari, B'dini Adam Nami Chayiv. And the case of Koyfiv Kamasai, if it's Ruach Matsuya, B'dini Adam Nami Chayiv. Over here also, Hasuichi Yeshaker, Hechidami, Ilem and Nafshe. Now the Gemara says, Memoina Boy Shlume, U'bidini Adam Nami Chayiv. What are those words, Memoina Boy Shlume? I mean, that's the same thing as before. Money needs to be paid. Why does the Gemara say it over here? As dachsuch, the pshat is as follows. The same thing is said in number one. Number, this is the third time the Gemara does the same thing.
Yeah, but here it's different. The money of Ashlomi is the money that you owe him, the money that it's his money.
Oh, his money. The word is like this. A person, the first case was, Paris Gelefne Memes Taveroi. It says, Bidini Adam Namin Lechai. What's the Adam Namin Lechai? Midin? Mazik. Mazik. Kaifiv Kamasof Nead Lakeoff. It's Ruach Matsuya. Dinal Namin Lechai Midin? Mazik. Mazik of Eish. Mazik of Adam Mazik. But a person that's Soicher Ede Sheker. And the Adam said, Ruben owes Shimon $100. And now, Reuben gave the money to Shimon, and we caught Shimon. So what does Shimon have to do? Give him back the money. Midin Mazik? Says Rashi, Oy soy mamon shahoitzi, the zel begelt. Not is a midin that is chayv mazik. Mamon boy shlume, just give him back his money. And once you give him back his money, are you chayv now midin mazik? Because there's no mazik. So the Gemara, no, it's not talking about the same guy. He's doing it lechavre. Hello, lechavre. That's what it means. In other words, he's saying Bedini Adam, and you have to, in other words, it's not only Bedini Shemaim, you have to actually cough up the money. You're right, it would be a little bit smoother if it just said the words Mamana Bayishlume, but that's the Chayr the Gemara just means to say, and it's not just Bedini Adam. Yeah.
Why did he be chayev Bedini Adam if he hired for his friend? His friend has to pay the guy back.
Bedini Adam? He's not. Oh, because his friend has to pay back. Toys says the kasha. Toys says his friend's not around. He skipped the coup. He's not here. You're not getting your money back. Right, what? But well, still, he's getting his money back. To Adam, what can I say? Reuven bought $100 from Shimon. Reuven gives $100 to Shimon. And then we find out that Adam lied. Just have Shimon give back the money and finished. What was that?
Oh, Shimon can't pay back.
Nayev din mazik. Right. Well, right.
Why is that mazik? Because you prevented. Because he can't pay back from your mazik.
The money is not there to be paid back.
Rabbi Isai, the shiloh over here in the sugi is as follows. The Gemara says, what happens if two edim come in and they're yodeya edus lachaver and they're not made? Are you allowed to do that?
No.
No, we don't have an option. There's no such thing as plead the fifth. Can't do that. You got to say what you got to say. It's an isser in the Torah. Im lo yagid. But the shaila is, all the achronim, Adov Bavarsky speaks about this, all the achronim has the question, zol zayin, it's an isser. But how do you know there's a chi of mamon? How do you know there's a chi of mamon? How do you know b'dinei shamayim nami, he's chayv b'dinei shamayim. How do you know he's chayv b'dinei shamayim? Torah says you have to be made. Okay, I didn't. Torah says you have to shake a lulav. If you don't shake a lulav, you chayv someone money.
Doesn't apply the same in Nasa Avraham.
It just means that you did a sin.
Does it ever say that anywhere else?
Nasa Avraham. Look it up. Yeah, sure.
Maybe what I'm hearing, what Sruli is saying, I say in different language, is the Torah is saying that if this is an aver ben adam lachaveroi, not ben adam lamakor, what's lo yagid? It's not like lulav. Lulav, you don't shake lulav. You didn't hurt. You didn't infringe anyone's rights. The Torah says, "Im lo yagid," is you have an obligation to your friend to step up for him. You have to be made for him, and if you don't, then you are over. You infringed on his rights. Problem is like this. Reb Dov Pavarsky says what he says. The problem is as follows: what happens if you know Edus about someone that he's chayiv misa for being mechal Shabbos, and you decide not to go to Bezdin? Were you over on the lav? Yeah. Did you infringe on anyone's rights by not having him killed?
No. That's Hashem.
What?
Hashem.
Okay, good. That's
right. Yeah. Okay, that's shaking lulav. And so what do I see? The lav of Imlo Yagid is not totally in someone else's mamonis diket tviya. So how's the Gemara over here say? It's automatically. But you know. No, the lav's not only talking about mamon. Our case is talking about mamon. But if I'm showing, I'm advising on the law itself. Okay, everybody said the Gemara goes through Suleka Ve'aika. There's a number of different cases. I'd like the Oilam to do it. I'm not 100% certain what we're going to do on Sunday. I would perhaps like to go Vayitu. One of the things I just want to tell you is there's five cases of Patr Dinei Adam, Chayav Dinei Shamayim. They brought from all different places. One's from a Mishnah, other ones are from Brisas, some are from Baba Kama, from Gittin. What's the order over there? Is something that's interesting that perhaps to ponder. Maybe we will continue here. I'll let you know Sunday morning exactly what we're doing. Maybe we'll continue here. We might be starting the two dots, which is the Sugya Tchasa B'Shia Seif Ebainis, which is the next big Sugya that there is over here. I'd like to hand the floor to Ezra to share with us a thought on this week's parasha.
First of all, like a Shiva.